I'm Gary Colley. Proverbs 22:6 tells us that if we train up a child in the way he should go, he will not depart from it. However, we have seen so many cases where parents did train their children in the proper way, and yet the child did go astray. Do we have the proper understanding of this verse? I recall in Luke the 2nd chapter, verse 40 and 52, that concerning Jesus himself, it said the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now this was at the time, according to verse 42, that he was 12 years of age. Verse 52 closes by saying, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." We've suggested already this week that to train means early instruction, initiating by example and teaching and instilling in these young people the way the Lord would have them to go. This, of course, is by teaching and by example, and the way is that which is selected by God that every man ought to walk in. According to Proverbs 22:6, we believe that it teaches that early training secures habitual walking in it. But, my friends, we must at all times be consistent in that training. We have learned that man's nature consists of four essentials: a body, a mind, a moral nature, and the spirit. And we cannot take any one or three of these things and make that which is intended as we train up our children to walk correctly in life. Not just a body, not just a mind, not just a moral nature, but also in spirit. We are to have that training which relates to God as well as to this world. The church, I believe, of our Lord has been awakened in the past few years more completely to its responsibility. There are classes in the Bible for all ages for these young people, and those parents who have an interest in their children, not only do they teach them at home, but they also are interested in them being in these Bible classes. We have well-qualified teachers in the church, well-prepared material that is given for the study of these young people, and buildings that are adequate facilities for and consistent with learning. Among other things, Christians have prepared vacation Bible schools along with these regular classes where the Bible is taught and Christian environment is given. And all of this is highly important. But another problem is to get the parents to hold and to use the opportunities that are afforded them. In Ephesians the 6th chapter, we find, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. But watch this: and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Fathers need to be very careful that they do not provoke their children to wrath. That is by unfavorable criticism. Have you ever heard a father angrily say to a child, "You're just like your mother's sister," or "Why can't you be smart like your brother?" Constant nagging sometimes is in the home. Punishment out of proportion. Children are punished under that which is anger and not because it is that which is for their good. When their sincere questions are ignored, are backing down on our word, all of these things are a part of their training. But we must train them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.